Christ raises his own father, the facts. And in his strength, he struggled with God. Indeed, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. Hosea 12, verse 3b and 4a. It was God's own providence that he laid the hand of the one child on the heel of the other in the birth camp of Esau and Jacob. Of course, it was only a perceptible image. It all happened completely outside of their own will, character, and struggle. Paul knew it, for it happened before the children had done any good or evil, before one consciously grabbed the heel of the other. But soon the deep meaning of this birth symbol would be publicly revealed in them. In regards to their own deed, when they had grown up, they accepted for themselves what was announced in the symbol of their birth chamber. In their own accountability, these two began their competition. Was Jacob able to catch up on those few minutes which separated their moment of birth? Or could he hide them? And did Esau maintain his advantage? Regarding Jacob, he looked for means to catch up on the small yet great distance. And regarding Esau, he underestimated the complete seriousness of eternity, which, according to the flesh, could depend on only a few minutes. In what followed, we see how these two brothers fought and envied each other, and how Jacob wasted his own strength of life. He caused pain to his own conspiring mind by trying to obtain, in his own way, the fruit of what God's particular grace, by his word, had put in view to be obtained in the way of God's sovereign election. Jacob's way was not of the Spirit of God, but of the flesh of Jacob. That is why he bargained with others and deceived them, and in the end he had to flee and serve someone else. But when, after many years of serving and wandering, Jacob finally returned to his place of birth, he came to that dark night in which he knew his brother was in the vicinity for the first time again. Then, to his great shame, he realized that he who had tried for so long to catch up on those few minutes had failed. The word of God had revealed before his birth that the lesser would command the greater, and the greater would serve the lesser. But so far it had always been the other way around. And in that night all the mountains echoed the theme of the natural order of man. The older will command and the younger will remain to be a servant. And when Jacob sent a present ahead to cause Esau to be merciful, this gesture of dependence was a recognition of the sober truth that Jacob was defenseless, while Esau was armed. All Jacob could do was plead for mercy, for he depended upon the graciousness of Esau. Where now was the word of God's election? Yes, indeed, the flesh responds when it shows itself very piously and prophesies from its own heart. Indeed, there is yet one way in which the word of God's election can come to its fulfillment. That way is this: God will fight against Esau. God's consuming power will break the strength of Esau and thus lead Jacob to victory. But the Lord also fights against this seemingly edifying consideration of the flesh. For in that night a man wrestled not with Esau, but with Jacob. That is what is so remarkable here. For the sharp edge of the sword, the word, cuts deeply here into our own flesh also. For indeed, we saw already that the contrast here was between flesh and spirit, rejection and election, seed of the serpent and seed of the woman. We saw how the bearers, the representatives of those opposing authorities and powers, were steadily drawn closer to each other. Abraham was placed over against his people, Isaac over against the brother, who was older and had another mother, and Jacob over against the brother who was born with him in the same hour from the same parents. Yet God could still go one step further. He could reveal that also in Jacob the flesh was still coveting against the spirit, the old man against the new. And indeed, thus it was. For this reason the Lord fought exactly against Jacob, so that his carnal considerations would finally stop trying to obtain what the electing word had placed in view along ways of the Spirit, so that he would be broken according to the flesh, as Jacob, and be raised in accordance to the Spirit, as Israel. That night a man wrestled with Jacob. That man was the angel of the Lord, the eternal Word of God, the Son before his own incarnation. That Son had already called the body of his father according to the flesh in the womb of Rebekah. But in the night of Peniel, he enabled Jacob also to become father of himself according to the Spirit. And he did that by circumcising Jacob's flesh, by attacking the man who grabbed his brother by the heel. From then on, Jacob had to run as a cripple on the racetrack of life. The angel touched his hip. Now we know what is our law. No, we should not look for a copy of Peniel for ourselves. Peniel only happened once. But the law of the house, which pertained to the house of Israel, applies now to all who want to be called Israel. For exactly in Israel, exactly in the covenant, exactly in election, the flesh must be broken by the Spirit. Thus only the family from which the Messiah would arise could show itself in its divine formation. All or nothing.